big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
You see this guy here staring back at you? That's your toughest opponent. Every time you get into the ring, that's who you're going against. I believe that in boxing, and I do believe that in life.
People are looking for that pat on the back. Where is it? I don't need it. Because what I've done is in the fucking unseen work, I've built Frankenstein. So whenever shit gets nasty, David Goggins goes, "You had nobody anyway, motherfucker. Look around you. There was no fucking team. It was you. There was no weight loss program or mom and dad waking you up saying you can do it, you can be better, trying to build belief. You built belief when you had nothing."
Obsession's going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? Is it all you ever think about? Let's face it, it's you against you out there.
There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem. We're all looking for this golden purpose. Is it this? Is it that? Is it making money? Is it my family? Motherfucker, the purpose is you. We forget that. Every fucking day I wake up and I don't want to do some fucking shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could but you didn't?
How do I be better than what I was? Because if I do that, for me, I just beat me. This ain't about nobody else. I don't give a fuck about nobody else. I just beat me. If I can keep beating myself, if I can keep doing that, then that means that I'm in a battle with the only person that fucking makes sense. I'm in a battle with the only person that I really want to fucking beat, and that's me.
There's only one person in this world that wants it more than me today, and that's me tomorrow. See, what's the point if every day you don't get 1% better? I don't care what I did today. Today's over. I'm competing with myself. I'm trying to beat myself from whatever I did yesterday. I'm going to do a little bit better. I'm going to go a little bit harder. Because when you get better 1% every day, when you compete against the person you were the day before, these days stack up, baby.
Judge yourself against no one but yourself. You're racing against no one but yourself. And when you continuously think that you're... When you compare yourself to other people, you are losing the race. This race is you against you, man. Worry about yourself, worry about what you're doing, and worry about where you're going and only where you're going to be your best self.
No one is watching you, and nobody cares. Just grind. That's your damn problem. You keep worrying about the people watching you, but at the end of the day, nobody cares. Stop fiending for other people's validation and start validating yourself. Because at the end of the day, that's all that really matters.
There's a version of you that never sleeps in, never skips training, never wastes time. There's a version of you who never fails. It is waiting for you.
Fuck your tired body. Fuck that unmotivated mind and get out there and do it anyway. You know, you better fight yourself because you're not only winning when things are going your way. You got to figure out how to win when things aren't going your way. You got to figure out when your body's fighting you, when your mind's fighting you. How do you still... You know, just say, fuck it. I'm gonna beat my mind today.
You want to see what you do when you're tired? Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man. Get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude?
You know, at some point, you have to take personal responsibility. Like, yo, you got yourself here. Like, you played a role in getting yourself here. Now, you got to get yourself out. Remember, man, saying like, yo, E, you homeless now, but... This ain't how my life is going to end. I remember thinking that to myself, like, we're going to get out of here.
That whenever I'm down, like, oh, hang on, motherfucker. Oh, you know the truth. You know the truth. You know the darkness of the fucking dungeons and the fucking demons that fly. You know. And then from there, it's like, okay, you were there. You know this. There was no one there to pick up the rucksack, to pick up the boat, to pick up the log, to go in there. It was you. It was you. There was no pat on the fucking back at 300, at 275, at 250, at 220. No, that was you.
Main purpose in life is you. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself. So that's the only purpose I fucking need. So the reason I get up every day, even though there's no race or there's no school, there's nothing in front of me, is because I have pride in myself.
There is no secret. There is no quick fix. There is no hack. There is no path of least resistance. The quickest way for you to go from where the fuck you are to where you want to be is that shit you're trying to avoid doing. And not only is it the fastest way, it's the only way in most cases to get where you're trying to go. It's going to be hard. Either way, being broke is hard as fuck. Being successful is hard as fuck. All you get to do is choose which hard you're gonna fucking be, and you don't get to opt out of it being hard. That's the fucking thing where people fuck up. They think they can opt out of life being hard. No.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's gonna stop you? Nothing.
What's stopping you? Are you too tired? Didn't get enough sleep? Don't have enough energy? Don't have enough time? Is that what's stopping you right now? Don't have enough money? Is that the thing? Or is the thing that's stopping you, you?
Obstacles can't stop you. Circumstances can't stop you. Failures can't stop you. Only you can stop you. I know I can do better. And I can do that every day by going out there and getting after it.
The best way to fight the demons that chase you in the night is to stop and turn around. Turn around. Face them. Man up. There's a thing about manning up. Don't you feel better when you accomplish something and you work through something and you man up?
You have to fight the war against yourself. Now, it's not easy to look in the mirror and to change your own life. It's hard as hell. You have to take responsibility. You have to learn new things. You have to feel uncomfortable. Good. Because discomfort is how we grow. That's how we become strong.
So if you're struggling right now and you're having a hard time and you're pissed off and you're frustrated, know two things. One, you're not alone. Two, this is necessary for you to get where you want to go. And if you quit, if you falter, if you stop, all of the pain will be for nothing. And you need to remember that.
Everybody has that voice in their head that says, hey, could you really do this? Is it going to happen? A lot of times we all say, somebody blows a whistle and says, all right, come on, you don't belong here. Get out of here. We're taking you back. That's not the way it is. If you believe it, if you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent. You could do this.
You create your own self. Most people are missing something because there's so much trapped in there. There's so much in you that you have not unlocked, that you walk around with this gorgeous wife or your great husband and all this money. Like, God, I feel like I'm missing something. Yeah, because it's about 75% of you is still fucking in there.
If you run away from discomfort and resistance your whole life, you will always be weak. Just think about the gym, for instance. Now, that's where I learned most of my lessons, right? The muscles only grows from resistance. You have to struggle. You have to build strength.
Self-discipline is everything. If you don't have it, I don't look at you right, because I know you're capable of more. It's not discipline so much for me. It's all on you. It's all on you. The self part is what's big. We need someone to hold people accountable. Fuck that shit, man.
If I can continue to outdo me from the day before, then I'm ahead.
Doing the thing in spite of not wanting to do the thing is discipline. You don't need motivation to get yourself up to go and do a thing. Make the promise small, build it up step by step. Know that you are going to have setback. A habit missed once is a mistake. A habit missed twice is the start of a new habit. Never miss 2 days in a row. So ideally, go for a month, build it up. But after that, if you ever miss one day, go, okay, mistakes are going to happen. Tomorrow, I double down.
The best way to contend with problems, with issues, with adversity is action, is by taking action. The more you sit and the more you wait and the more time you spend with that adversity, with the upper hand inside your head, the worse it's going to get. But if you say, hey, listen, this is what happened, didn't go the way we wanted it to, we're going to get our gear back on, we're going to go back out, we're going to do this other mission.
The most important conversation is the one you have with yourself. You wake up with it, you walk around with it, you go to bed with it. Eventually, you act on it. Sometimes you act on it good, sometimes bad. You got to change the internal dialogue.
that person in your head that's talking that shit to you, until you change the internal dialogue in your head, until you callous over the victim's mentality that the world is out to get you because of you are the only, you gotta change that shit, man.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him, and that's when he becomes a man. No one's effing coming to save you. No one's going to make you better at your business. No one is going to get you to be a better persuader of people or framer of people other than you.
Life isn't fair. We have to understand that. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us. So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life.
Look at me and you point your finger and you say this is all your fault. I say, yes, I know. That's what I just said. This is absolutely my fault. I'm the one that's in charge, and these are the things that I'm going to do to fix it. You know, you got to take ownership of what's going on in your life. When you're not where you want to be and you say it's because the boss doesn't like you, or it's because the girl treated you this way, or the guy did this, like all those things, you got to take ownership of them. And if you're blaming all these other external things, you're not going to make any changes.
It's almost like you have to have the ability to go to the deep end, no matter whether or not you'll ever go there.
Yes.
And some people are like, well, I'm never going to go to the deep end. But you should be able to.
The question is, do we believe we can become it? Without that belief, every journey will run into a debate. What are you going to do? How bad do you want it? There's two options. To continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth. And forever, you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to find that dream again.
What are you fucking doing today, tomorrow, the next fucking day? That's why I don't listen to theorists. I don't listen to all that bullshit. I listen to a motherfucker who's like this, man. What's wrong, man? I'm fucking tired, dude. Why are you tired? Because tomorrow, I gotta do the fucking shit again, man. Whatever shit is that made me fucking nauseous and sick to my stomach, it made me hurt, there's no ending. And on the other end of suffering is a world that very few have ever seen. It's a beautiful world, because that's where you find yourself. You don't find yourself in over here. You find yourself on the other end.
Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. You just gotta quit tripping while you're in the process. Because the process is necessary. You may not see it now, but when he gets you on the other side of it, you're gonna see exactly why it went that way. And you're gonna be okay with it. But quit tripping during the process. Oh Lord, why me? You ain't the only one.
I'd say one of the strongest mental frames that has got me through my hardest times is thinking this will be the story that I will one day tell. And that means the harder it is, the more epic the story, and by consequence, the more epic the hero. And if you think about the difference between winners and losers, winners define themselves by what they made happen, and losers define themselves by what happened to them.
And we're not on this stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way.
If I'm running on a treadmill and I get to mile 9 and I get complete cramp in one of my legs, and I know I've told myself I'm going to run 10 kilometers today, he goes, I will have to limp the last mile, even if no one's watching, because I can't let the demons in. And if I let the demons in, they'll show up in the 11th round of a championship fight when there's 50,000 people watching me in the audience. And I know deep in my self story that I'm the type of person that quits when things get hard because I got off that treadmill at mile 9 when no one was watching. It would modify my self story.
Tired, 14 days, 13 days, whatever the hell it is, don't mean nothing. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're gonna be tired. I don't get tired.
We wanna be the best amongst the average people. A lot of guys who graduate buzz, graduate this, graduate that, they get comfortable. They wonder why I'm getting weak, man. I don't know, I lost my edge. What's going on? Because once you hit the top of the fucking mountain, guess what happened? I'm good, so you wonder why you're falling down now. Because once you're at the top of the mountain, you gotta build a fuck another one. That's mediocrity. There's a lot of people in mediocrity who have a nice resume, but they're one-timers, man. They hit a one-time deal, they busted it open, got a lot of money, but they're good.
The commitments we keep to ourselves and what we do when no one's watching is the most persuasive evidence that governs everything we then do every day thereafter. You can look at certain people in your lives that are struggling in certain situations, and oftentimes it's a result of continually unkept commitments to themselves.
If you want to be successful, you have to change this. This has to change. Listen to me. What makes it hard is your lack of belief that it can happen for you. The fact of it is, though, it's very doable.
What's the thing you're meant to be doing? Just do that. I'm not sure I approve of portfolio sort of working. The idea of having lots of different things that you do. Because really, you're going to do comedy part-time? What are you going to do? Half comedy and half novel writing. Oh, so you're going to compete? I'm doing it 100% of the time, and you think you can compete 50% of the time. All the best. Let's see how you do.
Consistency of work. Monday, get better. Tuesday, get better. Wednesday, get better, right? And you do that over a period of time, you know, not like 1 month or 2 months. I mean, it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And then you know, you can get to where you want to go.
Consistency, 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 man. That's the name of the game, bro. Don't get much simpler than that. They take days off, this day off, that day off. They lazy. I'm tired. No, grind every day, one foot in front of the other, bro. And I promise you, I'm going to be lapping these folks, bro. Give it a year. Watch what happens.
If you go to the gym and you work out and you come back and you look in the mirror, you will see nothing. And if you go to the gym the next day and you come back and you look in the mirror, you will see nothing. So clearly there's no results, can't be measured. It must not be effective. So we quit. Or if you fundamentally believe that this is the right course of action and you stick with it, you can screw it up. You can eat chocolate cake one day. You can skip a day or two. You know, it allows for that. But if you stick with it consistently, I'm not exactly sure what day, but I know you'll start getting into shape.
Understand that life has this cyclical nature where it's, you know, what you do on Monday, it's fantastic, but then Tuesday is a bad day. But guess what? There's Wednesday. Yeah. So are we just supposed to live our lives like this the whole time? You know, versus just staying like this and understanding that it's really just a journey of evolution every day. It's just constant improvement, constant curiosity, constantly getting better. The results don't really matter. The figuring out that matters.
One day in the gym is basically imperceivable. 2 days in the gym, you don't recognize any change whatsoever. 100 days in the gym, and you're almost a new person.
It's not about intensity. It's about consistency, right? You go to the dentist twice a year, your teeth will fall out. You have to brush your teeth every day for 2 minutes. What does brushing your teeth twice a day for 2 minutes do? Nothing. Unless you do it every day, twice a day for 2 minutes. Right? It's the consistency. Going to the gym for 9 hours does not get you into shape. Working out every day for 20 minutes gets you into shape.
The daily discipline required to get you where you want to get to. Those little positive things add up too. And it's obvious, and we know it, but here's the question, why don't we do them? Why don't we do them? Well, it's because, in most cases, it's because they add up slowly.
The most important thing is to have a routine, consistency, not obsession. Good, don't be like Cristiano, because Cristiano is crazy, okay. But 20%, 25%, it's too much?
Yeah, be more consistent.
Yeah, it's a little bit, come on. Make effort in your health. It's makes sense.
It might be April where you are, and you're expecting nice weather and shit, but it's 20 degrees. So, you might be somewhere where it's too fucking hot. So, you might have sore legs, sore back, sore shoulder. So, the struggle is real. It never gets any easier. You gotta get harder. No one cares what you did yesterday. It only matters doing today.
Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. It's not easy. If it was easy, there'd be no Kerry Washington. If it were easy, there'd be no Denzel Washington. So, keep working. Keep striving, never give up, fall down 7 times, get up 8. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship.
Consistency. He's like, you have to make sure that you're inconsistent. He's like, because if you are consistent and you have none of the other attributes, he's like, you still might be successful. He's like, it's very tough
for people who are consistent to not be successful. And he makes an especially pointed point about consistency, because in my opinion, it's one of the most difficult of the virtues for humans to do, because we're so attracted to novelty.
So we let these things slip. Because it takes so long to see the progress, we let them slip. And when we don't do them, it becomes 0 times 100. When you do anything, it adds up. When you do nothing, it amounts to 0. So take the small steps every day. Do what you're supposed to do. And don't expect some incredible results in 1 day or 2 days or 10 days. Worthwhile things take 100 days. They take 500 days. Maybe they take 5,000 days. They take time. But it's little steps that add up.
Once the mind knows you're not going to quit something, it's going to try to find more. It's going to try to give you more. Once it realizes you're not going to take the path of least resistance, you're going to stay here until it's done. My mind and my body and my spirit became one for the first time ever. And I went to a level that I never thought was humanly possible for myself or anybody else.
I'm telling you what, man, once you get it, come on over this side of the fence, you don't see fucking problems anymore, man. You see situations, you see possibilities, and you can't wait to get them started, man. You're like, why did I wait so long to engage? It doesn't matter about the past. It's today. What are we doing today? Or are we going to engage now? And once we engage, we commit. There's no half commitment. There's no quarter commitment. There's no three quarter. It's full commitment. Once we engage, it's every fucking day we engage. Because that's the better life.
And the significance of the consistency of doing something over and over and over and over and over in a moment that is a controlled environment. And so it doesn't look to be as if it's something significant, because you're doing it and it's not an opponent. You're doing it and you're envisioning it. You're doing it consistent and there's nobody there, right? You're in a controlled environment. Now, when the match happens, muscle memory, you do it without even thinking about it.
Finding uncomfortable moments and embracing uncomfortable moments are one of the most important things a person can do in terms of understanding themselves and understanding how they think.
Why people fall off the wagon so often is because there's no room in that mind for discipline. There's no room for consistency. They may do it once or twice, but then the mind takes over and that cluttered fucking garage comes in. And then it's like a circuit breaker, man. The circuit breaker just overloads and it fucking sparks. Our minds, that's our mind, man. It's like a fucking circuit breaker that has so much shit in it, you keep on loading it, you can't put any more into it.
I just don't stop, because, like, I go at things and I just believe, like, man, I'm going to just be consistent. Now, I might alter my aim, but I just don't stop. You know how when most people get a break and they're like, oh, it's a break, I'm about to chill. I'm going to keep going. So I never have to get to that mind state of, all right, I got to get back going again. I gotta readjust. I gotta put it back on the wall again. Now I'ma just keep going, keep going, keep going. I'ma alter it certain days. I might adjust it certain days, might pivot certain days, but I'ma try my best to stay consistent.
You do realize you're not guaranteed tomorrow, right? I know the average American's supposed to live to 78 or 88 years old, whatever the fuck it is, but in reality, you're not guaranteed tomorrow.
So put in the daily effort. Let that be your reward. Reward yourself. Feel gratification from knowing that you moved the needle, even just a little bit. Rome wasn't built in a day. The Grand Canyon took millions of years to form. And whatever it is you want to do isn't going to happen in 1 day. You have work to do.
Go do something. Do the best thing that you can think of. Put the best plan you have into practice. It's not going to be perfect, and it will change along the way. But it will change partly because you become disciplined pursuing the path. And as you become disciplined, you become wiser. And as you become wiser, you become able to formulate better and better plans. So you can start vaguely and confused and develop a plan that's not so great. And you start to implement it. And then you accrue incremental wisdom as you implement your flawed plan.
The mentality of greatness. There are no breaks. Monday on top of Tuesday, Tuesday on top of Wednesday, Wednesday on top of Thursday, Thursday on top of Friday, Friday on top of Saturday, Saturday on top of Sunday. And start over. And start over. And start over. And start over. And true greatness is always evolving. True greatness is always evolving. It never stays the same. Your comfort zone will stay the same.
was no outsiders. It was isolation. It was visualization. It was motivation and it was dedication. There was no nothing else going on in my life. You know what I mean? To get to the pinnacle, it needs to be like that. It needs to be no outsiders. It needs to be, you need to have your team and your focus and that's it.
And a lot of us have these two people that you have greatness way over here, but you decide to live in this space over here. Because between greatness, or between this space here and greatness, there's a lot of fucking work. There's so much space to fill in with work. And we just say, fuck it. I'll just stay over here in this space. So I like to fucking examine all these spaces, and there's still more. There's still more, still a lot more.
It's 1 a.m. I'm going for my third workout. Do I want to go to the gym? Absolutely not. I'd rather lay in my house and sit in the movie theater and watch movies. To be the best, you got to work overtime. To be the best, you got to work overtime.
The Rocky cutscene lasts 2 minutes in the movie, but it can last 5 years in real life. Mm-hmm. And it's not, and there is no background music. You know what I mean? And there's no audience waiting to cheer for you. And you don't know that you're going to beat Apollo Creed. So you're in it for 5 years. And I think the hard part of entrepreneurship is the uncertainty that you don't know if it's going to work out. But taken to the other natural extreme, if you did know and you were guaranteed that it was going to work, it wouldn't be worth it. So we want something from a world, we want a guarantee from a world that doesn't give any. And the fact that it doesn't give a guarantee is what makes it worth it.
Because what you have is substantial. You just haven't gone over the list and taken inventory in a long time. But the fact that you can walk, that's a blessing. The fact that you woke up, that's another blessing. The fact that you can see, think, reason, that's another blessing. The fact that you can go somewhere and get yourself something to eat, that's another blessing. Start coating your mind with gratitude. It'll change everything for you.
You need to work on yourself. If you just try to be pampered, and if you're trying to be soft, and if you're trying to be the victim and all this stuff, you're not going to go anywhere. We need to get stronger. We need to get tougher. We need to not be afraid of failure. We got to go and do the work. We got to face adversity.
Don't quit. Get after it. Discover who you are, who you could really be when you're up against it. Know that there is more in you. Be you. Do you. Because at the end of your life, the only person you get to look at and have a real talk with is you. And I want to be able to look in the mirror and say, as Frank Sinatra says, I did it my way.
Remind yourself of what you've been through back in the past, back in the day, to get to where you're at today. So that's what I do. It's a constant reminder. And then through that process, I guarantee you, your mind and body will say, oh, we got this. We've been here before. Maybe not in that kind of pain and suffering, but we've been here before in the demons of your own mind. So that's the best reminder in the world.
But is life easy for anyone? You're going to deal with crap. You're going to deal with disappointment. You're going to have things go sideways. If you are, you might as well go all in on the person you want to be, the love that you want, the parent you want, the freedom you want, the control you want, the money you want, the business you want. So this is my call to you today. Don't quit.
A lot of people don't remember what the they've accomplished in life. At that time of suffering, you have to be able to fucking go through and pull up that fucking who the fuck I am resume and say, oh, for you, I'm sure you studied your fucking ass off for hours and days and years to get where you're at. I guarantee you did shit harder than this. And that's basically what you have to go back to.
It's just like people that say, you know, follow your passion. Well, follow your passion. How about act on your passion?
I just want one thing from you. As great as you are, as skilled as you are, as talented as you are, never allow life to make you forget why you do what you do. People don't burn out. People don't quit. People don't underachieve. People don't settle because of what they do. People burn out. People quit. People underachieve. And people settle because life makes them forget why they do it. Every single day should be nothing less than excellence. You might not always be your best, but you can always bring me your best.
You have to let it all go, Neo. Fear, doubt, and disbelief. Free your mind.
The greatest version of you demands that you are extreme. I can tell you this, that every great person I know has this extreme personality, this intense, passionate desire to cut out negativity, to constantly lean into the sides of their comfort zone, to keep the promises to themselves, even when you don't feel like doing things, by the way. There's going to be plenty of times where you don't feel like waking up, but you do it anyway. You don't feel like getting your workout in, but you do it anyway. You don't feel like drinking your 30 ounces of water, but you do it anyway.
Taking your time and energy and putting it into things that you enjoy doing that are productive for yourself. So once you find yourself, you will find your creativity and you will find the true purpose and what God created you to do.
You don't feel like reading that book, but you do it anyway. You don't feel like making that sales call, but you do it anyway. You don't feel like eating clean, but you do it anyway, because that is what greatness demands of us. And if you are willing to lean into the sides of your comfort zone, if you are willing to become that pebble that creates the ripple and inspires others, that is how together we change the world, my friends.
It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day. Stay hard.